We're in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and we're right on the shoreline right here on a very special day.
Yes, you are.
We're here with Kay, and you're with?
I am the PR manager for Gulf Shores and Orange Beach Tourism.
So tell us about today. Is this a one-day event or a whole weekend event?
This is a Friday and Saturday event. We are at Hangout Oyster Cook-Off, which is always held the first weekend in November at the Hangout Restaurant and here at the Public Beach in Gulf Shores. It is actually one of my most favorite events that we do down here because it features a lot of our local restaurants and our local chefs, as well as restaurants and chefs from around the Southeast.
So it started out of the Hangout Restaurant then as a small little event and
it went viral.
Yeah,
it started just as a local event. Don't remember how many years it's been, less than 10, I know that. And then it really took off because they put a lot of investment in, they bring Food Network chefs, they bring some celebrity chefs in, you have live music. They made Friday night a big focus on craft beers across Alabama. And then on Saturday, it's oyster, 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 oyster.
Interesting. And yet, what's the population of Gulf Shores?
Both cities across our island, the total population is somewhere between 16,000 and 17,000.
That's crazy, because you guys, what do they say, the sum of the parts greater than the whole or whatever?
Exactly. It's a small destination, but it's a great destination. We have 32 miles of sugar white sand beaches, very family friendly. It's great for couples, it's great for girlfriends, it's great for guy friends, it's just great for everybody. We know that most people across the United States don't realize Alabama has a beach.
Well, not only a beach, but everybody I know from down here brags about the prettiest, whitest sand beaches ever.
It is. We actually had a lady with the University of Hawaii. In May, we have the NCAA Women's Beach Volleyball National Championships, and obviously University of Hawaii would be a big beach volleyball school, and she called it cornstarch sand because it's so white and so squeaky. But I told her we couldn't market cornstarch white beaches, but sugar white sounds good.
Let's take a little tour around and see what's here.
All right, let's go. The great thing about Hangout Oyster Cook-Off is the number of local restaurants. We have another event here at the beach in October that's called National Shrimp Festival. You get some local restaurants there, but you get more here at Oyster Cook-Off.
Well, tell us what we see here.
So each of the tents that are set up here is a restaurant, and each restaurant has to do their take on raw, Rockefeller, and Cajun or char-grilled.
All these foods, are they local regional restaurants? Or
local regional,
so
yeah. They're
going to
be
they
local
have
regional.
To be.
Yeah. So you have, like, King Neptune's here is local.
Oh, yeah. I went there yesterday.
Yep. So Desport and Sun Seafood, that's over on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. That's out of Biloxi, Mississippi. Then you have Old Biloxi Filling Station, which is also Mississippi Gulf Coast. But then that's next to Big Wave Dave's, which is here in Orange Beach.
And so every one of these booths, it's pretty much about oyster competition.
It's all oyster. All oyster all the time. Each one does the three types, and then they're also being judged. So you get the little booklet that we got when we came in. You can mark your favorites, and then those ballots go in for the public winner.
So it's a People's Choice Award.
So it's a People's Choice for that one. But then they do have, on the other side of the property, there is a place where they take all their three, and they get entered into the contest to be judged for the best Rockefeller, the best raw, the best Cajun grilled. And then later this afternoon, there's also the shucking contest.
Wow.
See who can open the most the fastest.
And that could be anybody?
That can be anybody. Yep, that can be anybody. So, yeah, I think we need to try some. I think we should try. What do you think? Old Biloxi Filling Station.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do we have today?
We have Oyster Rockefeller, we have Oyster Punch Train, and then we have the Raw Oysterita.
You do?
Yes, ma'am.
What is that? What's it got on it?
It's got their Rita sauce. And then a blend of tomato sauce and pickled onion.
Okay.
We'll take it. All right. Thank you very much. Would you like to try one as well?
I don't have enough hands to do this. There you go.
Thank you very much. Y'all enjoy them.
Thank you. You need a spork. Got it? Okay. Okay, I may have to try their Cajun over here. Big Wave Dave's has Cajun with chorizo and smoked gouda topped with grated Parmesan. I can do that. How about you?
Of course. But who would have thunk there are this many ways to have oysters?
Oh, you would be amazed at what they come up with out here. It is crazy.
And the people that we see around here in the thousands of people, where are they typically from?
You get a lot of locals that come to this, but then you get a lot of visitors that come in specifically for Oyster Cook-Off weekend.
So they might come from a great distance if they're real
into it. Yeah, if they're
into
big oyster aficionados, yeah. I definitely will. Yeah.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, good.
Good.
I'm going to take two. I would like a crawfish.
All right, the crawfish raw, right here in the middle.
And a Cajun chorizo.
Cajun chorizo is right here, and you just help yourself. Little boats right there.
All right.
You know, we've also got our lobster rolls. That's our signature dish at our restaurant.
Yep.
And you want to do one?
So you can do whatever
one
you
want. 100% crawl meat, garlic butter on a pan.
Do you want to have him talk a little bit? Is that...
Yeah. Would you like to talk a bit for a little radio interview?
Certainly.
Big Wave Dave's.
And you are?
I'm Dan Rivers.
Is it your restaurant?
No, I'm one of the managers there. I'm the back of the house manager. This is one of our bartenders. We had another one of our managers here today.
Where are you located?
Right in Orange Beach, right past the Alabama State Park. On the left, we're next door to Ron John's.
Is this one of your annual events that you really look for?
This is our first time. We opened our doors in May of this year, May 26th. We got through our first season, you know, learning a little bit. And right now, we're shut down until mid-February. We're doing some construction, adding a huge deck, a retail footprint. And this is our first time to be involved here, and we're excited to be a part of things like this.
And so since this is you're a new business, this is a great showcase for you to the people in the area.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. We're very happy to be allowed to. I know some people may be thinking, oh, all you got to do is sign up for it. But still, for a place like the Hangout to offer little guys like us, you know, new on the block to come and do this is phenomenal. You can't say enough about it.
The name of your restaurant again?
Is Big Wave Dave's.
And you are?
I'm Dan Rivers.
Dan Rivers, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for stopping by the booth.
One of the really cool things about Oyster Cook-Off that they started 3 years ago is the North American Oyster Showcase. So they ship in oysters from all around North America, and they have them judged. So it's a blind judging. Nobody knows whose is what. And then they score the best oyster in North America. Last year at this event, the number one oyster, according to the experts, was Murder Point, a local Alabama farmed oyster.
Nationwide.
And that's according
blind
to that
judging.
Blind judging.
That's
our local guys
cool.
won. It was fantastic.
They must be loving it. Yeah.
So they beat out the Hamahamas from over in the Pacific Northwest. They beat out stuff from over on the Cape Cod, East Coast, and
wow.
our little Alabama oyster. It was great.
How do you explain that? I mean, we know from tasting today. But.
Yeah, the folks that run Murder Point, they do a really small boutique oyster. The guy that runs it, he calls them his butter babies because they're smooth and they finish sweet like butter. So we're going to have to get you some so that you can try them and understand why Murder Point was number one.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so just on this bin, on this half of the North American Oyster Showcase, you've got oysters from the Baja Sur, King Kumamoto, I think is how you say that. You got Rhode Island, you got Massachusetts, you got Virginia. Then in this one, you have Point of Pines, which was the first Alabama farmed oyster. And then two down from that, you can see is Murder Point. But look at the difference in the shells between the Murder Point and the Point of Pines. Murder Points have more of a curve. That's because they handle those oysters every day. They are giving them what Lane Zarlot, who runs Murder Point, he gives all his oysters butter love. Because calls them his butter babies because they're supposed to finish smooth like butter.
Where were we this morning?
We were at Shellbank Select. So I don't know if Shellbanks is in. I don't think they entered this. Navy Cove did, which is another local one on Fort Morgan. We're going to take our ticket books because you got to use tickets for this too. We're going to get you the Hog Island out of California since you're a California guy, and then we're going to get your Murder Point.
So I'm Sean Bayo here with Hog Island Oyster Company. We're out of Northern California, just about an hour north of San Francisco. We got invited out here to help participate and, you know, bring our oysters and represent a little bit. Right here you guys have our Hog Island Sweetwater. It's a nice mixture of brackish water, so you get a little bit of salt in the beginning and then kind of a mineral smoky after finish there in the end. It's beautiful.
That's cool. So you're Northern California boy, and now here you are in Alabama.
Exactly.
And in the motherland of Oysterville. So what have you learned? What have you...
I've been blown away with just what they're doing out here right now. Just seeing... I got to go visit Murder Point Farm and... Great operation. Those guys have really dialed in. And then I was just in Atlanta for the Oyster South event that they did in Decatur, and I was able to taste. There was at least two growers from every area out there. I think it was about 20 of them. Got to taste all the different stuff, you know, all the way from Florida, Georgia, Bama, you know, all around the area. And it is amazing, just a 180 turn from what I've seen when I was out here 10 years ago. It is beautiful to really see what's coming on, and they're starting to dial in. It's great, you know.
You are ahead of the curve relative to a lot of the guys here, but what have you learned from them?
I mean, a lot of it is judging because, well, one, is they have a different tide. It's much lower, but just seeing how they adjust everything to kind of stay just right there. And, you know, everyone has their little different nuance where they think, you know, the oysters are going to do best. But it is really neat seeing, like, how everyone has a little different level where they think the oysters are going to be growing best. And then just a few different operations and seeing the tipping lines. That's actually where you guys are ahead of the curve. We're slowly coming onto the tipping lines on the West Coast. You know, a lot of the farms out here have really got it dialed in.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's really cool. So well, that's actually what we came out here to do, is check out Murder Point, because we want to change part of our farm to those hanging baskets, self-tipping lines. So we wanted to see how they did it, because, you know, those guys are ahead of the curve with that down here.
Interesting. Explain your process as it is.
So what we do is a rack and bag process. It's a old French method. So we have about four bags that are rebarbed together, and then we post those on PVC pipes. So they're about maybe a foot and a half above the mud flats.
Doesn't Morro Bay do something similar?
They do that, and they also do some long line as well. The only problem is with, you know, the rack and bag method, if you're not out there taking care of the oysters quite often, going out, flipping the bags, breaking off a lot of that new growth, the oysters will get away from you, and you'll get a thin shell, elongated product that just doesn't look good. So that's why we're also trying to switch to the tipping line, so we're not putting as much labor in there. And still getting a beautiful quality oyster, nice deep shell, plump meat. You know, and that's the thing that's been amazing out here, is everyone has had beautiful shell quality, nice, strong, very smooth, easy to shuck, and then the meat inside just full right up to the lip, which has been great.
I love it. Well, I'm going to come see you up in Northern California.
You definitely should come visit us. You come out to our farm, you know, we give you a tray, a knife, glove, you know, and a dozen oysters, and you sit out there on the water and shuck them yourself. It's the true oyster experience. Sean Bayo with Hog Island Oyster Company.
Sean, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to be here.
All right, amazing. All the way to Alabama to meet you.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm glad
those
you like
really
them.
Good. Okay, these are thanks. For you.
Okay.
Hey, honey.
Hey.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. Murder Point.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that.
Murder Point. Murder Point used to be called Myrtle Point. And in 1929, two guys got in an argument over the rights of the lease where the oysters were grown. One guy showed up the next day and killed the other guy with a shotgun. And from that time on, they called it Murder Point. And we kind of hit it with the tagline, oysters worth killing for.
There you go. And it remains true today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They are excellent. So they are a farm-raised oyster out of Alabama. Now, this is something new that's really took off the last couple of years in the South. So you've had this on the East Coast, and you've had this on the West Coast for a long time. Farm raised is nothing new. But in the South, this is just a renaissance of oysters that's just come about in the last couple of years. And it's really taken off, man. It has been great for everybody involved, especially us. It's just been so well received. You get a super clean, deep-cupped, pristine oyster that, you know, is like anything that's coming out of anywhere else right now.
And what's your level of production right now, and where do you want to go?
Right now, our biggest thing is logistics. So it's getting them out. And you got to have, you know, 500,000 oysters sound like it's a lot of oysters, but it's not. And a million oysters sounds like it's a lot of oysters, but it's not. Because to get outside of the region and get outside of your local area, you've got to have oysters. To get to the West Coast out there with Hog Island, or up to the East Coast with Island Creek, you've got to have a large amount of oysters. So we did a little over a million this year we're pulling out of. We got 4 million seed under the pier. And we're looking maybe to get to about 5 and just kind of hold tight with 5 and see where that gets us.
And so right now with your million plus, what's your distribution?
Right now we're out in California a little bit. We're getting up to the flyover states a little bit, up in Kansas City and Oklahoma. We're getting to the northeast a little bit. But really we're still really southeast region with all we got is really mainly where we're at in the southeast region.
And what is it that makes your oysters so exceptional? And this isn't just me talking, but this is judging or confirmation of the awesomeness of your oysters. What is it?
Well, it's the butter love. And what the butter love is what we do with the oysters. We talk to them. You know, we look at them. We're constantly touching these oysters with our hands. This is a handcrafted oyster. Anybody can put oysters out in the water and they'll grow. No doubt, they'll grow by themselves. You never got to come back. You never got to look at them again. But to raise an oyster, just like you raise kids, you got to spend time with it. You got to get to know it. They all kind of got their different personalities, their different quirks. One wants to grow kind of sideways. One wants to grow a little longer than what he should instead of deep. And you just got to put the time in them. And we put that time in, and we're with the product. Hey, you know your doctor, you know your mechanic, but do you know the guy that's growing your food? And when you start to think about it like that, you want to know the guy that is hands-on, has his hands on what you're consuming. So, and that's what makes us different.
So your oysters are your family.
That's it. That's it. It's personal. It's personal with us.
I love it. And your name again?
Lane Zerlot.
And you're the owner of?
Yes, yes.
Murder Point Oysters?
Murder Point.
And where are you located exactly?
We are in Sandy Bay, which is pretty close to the Alabama-Mississippi state line, out on the water.
And your tagline is?
Oysters worth killing for.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Chef Brody Olive. I live in Alberta, Alabama, so just off the beautiful Alabama Gulf Coast.
And you have a restaurant here?
Yes, sir. I'm the executive chef for Perdido Beach Resort. We have four restaurants in that hotel, and we're showcasing Voyagers, our flagship fine dining restaurant today.
And this is in
Orange Beach.
Tell us what you're doing here today in Oyster World.
Yeah, sure. So this is the 10th annual Oyster Cook-Off, and this is the 9th year for myself. And we have to cook oysters within three categories. That's Rockefeller, Cajun, and a raw. Mm-hmm. So today we're doing our Rockefeller is Billy's Bacon and Swiss Chard. Billy's William Stitt, local bacon smoker, and it is phenomenal stuff. We're doing a little herb St. Hollandaise over the top of it. We've got a smoked crawfish and shrimp for our Cajun with a little local cheese cream sauce and topped off with a little chicharrones. For our raw, we're doing a coconut and curry. I've only missed 1 year of the festival, and it's a great time. You know, 3,000-4,000 people running around here, and a couple oysters going out.
Yeah, I would say more than two.
That's right, for sure.
I love it. Well, thank you, Brody, for sure.
Yes, we do too. It's a gem of our Gulf Coast, and it's just a beautiful day to be out here celebrating these awesome bivalves and everything local in Alabama.
I love it. Thanks again.
Yeah, cheers.
My name is Marissa Wilkins. I'm the owner of the Royal Oyster here in Gulf Shores. We are at the Hangout Oyster Cook-Off.
Is this new to you?
This is new. We actually just opened in May, so this is my first year participating, but not my first year attending. I've come every year that it's been going.
So what do you do?
You know, we're a restaurant, and we focus primarily on oysters, so we are a raw bar. We bring in oysters from all over the country, but primarily we focus on small, like, boutique farm-raised oysters here in Alabama.
Your job?
I'm the owner, actually.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, I'm the owner of the Royal Oyster, yeah.
So the buck stops here?
The buck stops here, yes, it does.
Well, tell us a little bit more about what you're most proud of and what some of your signature items are.
I have a great chef, Tim Hensley, is a rock star, and then my craft cocktail bartender is Gary Bergman, and he's also a rock star. I'm most proud of how we treat our oysters and how we serve them. So like I said, we are very focused on boutique oysters, very focused on how the oysters taste, even just raw coming out of our kitchen. And then we do a lot of fun toppings. So we do some roasted oysters, you know, your typical Cajun, and we've got a Popeye, which, you know, it's a Rockefeller. But then we play with it. We've got a fusion, which has some like caramelized fish oil and mint and pork belly, and then we do a lot of raw prepared oysters like pickled pear and Bloody Mary oysters and all that. We do a lot of fun oyster shooters as well, you know, with different types of cocktails. And
One-stop shop.
We do have tapas, small plates, burger, stuff like that as well for the non-oyster eater. Like I said, our focus is on oysters.
Marissa, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
To learn more, do you have a website or where we're Facebook?
I do. www.theroyaloyster.com, and we also have a Facebook, which is facebook.com/theroyaloyster.
Awesome. Thanks again, Marissa.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR. We'll be right back.